Two of our best-loved opera singers have new albums of arias by Handel, a composer who used to be overlooked by most opera stars. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has high praise for both recordings.
Two of the best Handel performances I've ever experienced were by soprano Renee Fleming as the sorceress Alcina and mezzo-soprano Lorraine Hunt Lieberson as the vengeful Sextus in Julius Caesar. Both singers have voices flexible enough to handle Handel's extreme technical demands, beautiful enough to make you want to listen, and sensitive enough to convey the deepest feeling. Handel is usually left to the early music specialists, who are lucky to possess one or two of these three ingredients. Fleming is the more glamorous singer. Her album is more a collection of greatest hits than Hunt Lieberson's, although the selection includes some unusual items and covers an extraordinary range, from dreamlike stillness to fierce brilliance to pure seduction, as in Cleopatra's aria to Julius Caesar's eyes. The Hunt Lieberson disc is more focused on individual characters. She does five arias from Theodora, all sung by the early Christian martyr Theodora's comforting friend Irene, and two arias by the title character in Xerxes, both roles she has performed on stage. She also sings a complete 21-minute cantata in the voice of Lucretia, victim of one of the most famous rapes in literature and art. This emphasis on character allows Hunt Lieberson to demonstrate Handel's emotional range in an even more profound way, always reaching inward, as in this aria from Theodora, half hymn, half lullaby, about the possibility of hope at even the darkest hour. On these two Handel recordings, there's only one overlapping aria, the most famous, Ombra Mai Fu, from Xerxes, surely the greatest aria ever sung to a tree. Hunt Lieberson's advantage is that she includes the preceding recitative, which helps explain the king's celebration of quiet shade. But both she and Fleming are ravishing in the great aria. Here's Renee Fleming. Here's Lorraine Hunt Lieberson. Both recordings are with the same orchestra, the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, with period instruments led by the same conductor, Harry Bickett, who succeeds in changing my opinion of him as a trivializer of early music. My only complaint is that the designers of both these albums, as on many recent CDs, make it extremely difficult to read the information provided. Still, we're lucky we live at a time when two such glorious artists coexist. Handel is lucky, too.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts, Boston.